4-year-olds are painting, playing with clay, and building fire trucks with plastic blocks during free time here at Busy Bees Academy in Columbus.
Fire truck!
As Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation Pre-K Director Kathy Holliday looks on, she points out that these moments and the more structured class time are important beginning steps in the kids' learning process.
We see growth daily. We see children have their aha moments on a daily basis.
The referendum voted down earlier this month could have provided up to $12.6 million over 7 years. Enough funding to send 450 more low-income students to this preschool program that has operated thanks to private donations for the past 5 years. 54% of voters said no, and that margin was almost exactly the same in 2012, the first time the district asked residents for help with a similar measure. Referendum supporter Jeff Caldwell is the Bartholomew School's Board of Trustees president. Just after learning the referendum failed, he said he wasn't sure where the group went wrong this time around.
And I'm convinced this time that the populace was much more educated about what it was. I think maybe it's different financing, and that's a kind of a state-level challenge because there's not much available to us.
State lawmakers implemented property tax caps in 2008, and because schools get a lot of their money from property taxes, they're increasingly turning to voter-approved tax levies to make up for shortfalls in district revenues. In the last 6 election cycles, Indiana has seen 104 school-related referenda placed on the ballot. About half have passed. Purdue University economics professor Larry DeBoer has a theory about why Bartholomew County's initiative hasn't been successful. He says it could be an issue of timing.
In May, you attract the people who are really interested in the referenda question, and that includes the parents whose children directly benefit from whatever the referenda is proposing. In November, you attract people who are interested in statewide and national elections who may not even know that there is a referenda on the ballot.
Bartholomew County leaders say they are confident they'll find other revenue for Busy Bees Academy. What they're more concerned about is what their community's decision could mean for the future of early education statewide. Earlier this year, Governor Mike Pence signed legislation approving a small-scale pre-K pilot program for low-income 4-year-olds. The program relies on existing funds from the state's Family and Social Services Administration. Groups within the 5 chosen communities have to find ways to raise the other half of the money. And that's why some pre-K supporters, like Jeff Caldwell, question why the governor didn't make a stronger push for the BCSC measure to pass.
And yet here you've got a county populace that was saying, we'd like to step up and try this yourself. I thought it was a good opportunity for Governor Pence to say, yeah, that's the way to do it. Let's do it at the local level.
The governor's office did not return calls for comment about the referendum. But in other parts of the state, Indiana communities are finding financial support for their own programs. Late last week, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard reached an agreement with his city county council to free up $20 million in city funds for his pre-K initiative. Back at Busy Bees Academy, Holliday says her district will continue to search for ways to keep moving pre-K in a positive direction, and she hopes other communities do too.
We are here for these kids. Whether it was a yes vote or a no vote, they are what matter the most.
School officials say until they can figure out a new plan, they'll divert some federal dollars they're already getting for low-income students in the district to help kids at Busy Bees.
Look, a big ball ever.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.